I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. The UN reports rising displacement as paramilitary attacks ratchet up in Sudan. More than 700 people were uprooted in a single day, adding to the 41,000 forced out over the last month. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says rapid support forces show no sign of slowing.
We really need to pray. I don't think that Sudan is on the radar. Very, very few people that I talk to are even aware of how dire the situation is.
El Fasher, the last army stronghold in Darfur, fell to the RSF last month. Thousands of families are struggling to survive with limited access to aid groups. Church planters living among the displaced offer the hope of Christ through trauma counseling. Please keep Sudan in your prayers.
Desperation creates an openness to the gospel. Pray that the people who are seeking wouldn't become closed off.
Also, Monday night, a 7.6 magnitude quake struck Japan's northeast. It revived painful memories of the 2011 tsunami that killed nearly 20,000 people. Here's David Robison, a local missionary with Japan Evangelical Mission Society and a friend of A3 who experienced the quake.
Every time something like this happens, it does reawaken a lot of trauma. People have been through a lot in the last tsunami, and there are people who lost houses, who lost family members, jobs.
Yet that tragedy opened doors to the gospel through the help of local and foreign believers. As Christmas nears, amid fresh fears, churches see a clear mission.
We really hope that, especially in this time, that we'll really have that opportunity to share about the peace of Christ and the hope that Christmas brings.
Pray for their outreach. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.